Well, you know, it is World Immunization Week, and it's observed between the 24th and the 30th of April, and parents are encouraged to get their children vaccinated and to ensure that their children's vaccinations are up to date. This morning, I'm chatting to Dr. Adele Mathwin, a healthcare practitioner specializing as a pediatrician at MediClinic. Dr. Adele, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Morning. Thank you so much for having me.
The first thing that they ask you when you take your child to school is, please give us your child's clinic card, because they actually want to check whether the child has been immunized. Talk to us and chat to us about what that immunization is and what the process is for that immunization.
All right, sure. So immunization in general, and this applies to kids and to adults, and I think we've all heard a lot about COVID vaccines lately, but what immunization is to protect people against potentially life-threatening diseases by exposing the body to the disease in a safe and controlled way. So the aim is that our bodies then build a memory of how to fight these diseases, so the symptoms are actually milder when we do truly get exposed to the disease. If we're lucky, no symptoms at all, and we actually get away quite well. The ultimate goal of vaccination is to actually eradicate a lot of these diseases altogether. So this works on an individual level and a community level. We are able to vaccinate against viruses and bacteria, the specific groups of them. Vaccines can be given injectable, so the poor little guys who scream at us with our needles, or some of them as little drops. The body then is exposed to either a weakened form of this organism that causes disease, but it is not capable of replicating to actually make you sick. Or sometimes we're exposed to a small part of the organisms. This then activates your immune system, so it can give you a fever, it can make you feel a bit terrible, but it doesn't mean that you're actually sick with the disease. Some vaccines also require multiple doses to build up a sustained response. So if you think of it almost as a fire drill for your immune system, it's being exposed, it's learning how to fight the disease. Even with a real-life fire drill, it's repeated so that everybody's actually up to date, and same with our immune systems.
Mm. We have had a measles outbreak recently. What happens in a situation where we have children vaccinated, and probably, you know, the difficulty is getting people in the rural areas vaccinated, because I think that's where the challenge lies for the healthcare system in South Africa, is actually looking at how we can deal with this within the rural community. But we've had a measles outbreak recently. What would then be put in place, you know, when we do have these outbreaks? Where is the lack that we are seeing, and the challenges that we are seeing in terms of immunization and vaccination?
So I think you're absolutely right. A lot of it is access. The more rural areas, people are not so willing to go walk a mile, especially if they don't quite understand what these vaccines are all about. So specifically with measles, they had adjusted the gap, the duration, the time that we're actually giving these vaccines, so it's as early as possible. So the first measles vaccine can be given at 6 months. And that then, as you said, on the whole, will protect the whole community. The more people we get vaccinated, the more knowledge and the more drive there is to actually get these vaccines, the better for everyone.
Mm. Chat to us about the theme for Immunization Week this year, which is a long life for all. And I think people are actually living longer these days. We heard during the course of the week that a lady passed away. The oldest person, living person, was at 119 years. So what is this theme, and what does it entail for Immunization Week this year?
Yeah, like I think it's fantastic if we can all live to 119, we'll be very lucky. But there's, as I mentioned, a big range of things that we can be vaccinated against. And it's some of the truly life-threatening things. And you never know, you know, one child could be exposed to a specific organism and have a bit of a sniffle and a bit of a sore throat, and the child sitting right next to them could pick up the same bug and develop something terrible like a meningitis. And there's vaccines that protect against the organisms that have that potential. I think that's the most important of all.
Mm.
In South Africa, and there's also BCG, TB. We don't see it, but it's there. There's the the optional vaccines that we're looking at, flu and again COVID, is being obviously pushed and very important. But I think it's just important that we need to stick to the schedule and finish all of the potential vaccines to give every child the best protection we can.
Now, I think we've all had our jabs, and I think we normally get our jabs somewhere between the age of about 6 months all the way up to about 6 years. And then after that, I think there is another jab specifically for girls at the age of about 12. So, but when we come to the COVID vaccine, how old should children be in order to get their first COVID vaccine?
So at this point in South Africa, it's 12 and above, and they have approved boosters for that teen group. And I think it's a very important group, because it is an age where the kids want to be sociable. Not kids, young adults, they want to be sociable. They're back at school, they're playing sports, they're going out. So I think it's a very important group. Overseas, there are trials in some places. Some countries have even approved the 5 to 11 year age group for vaccination. South Africa, not yet. But when it does happen, I definitely would encourage people to go ahead with that. The under fives, unfortunately, not on the radar at the moment. But just to also bear in mind, so for pregnant moms and breastfeeding moms, if they are vaccinated, that protection does pass to the babies. So that's the one way to really get our littlest guys.
Ah, okay. So there is hope for that. Dr. Adele Mathwin chatting to us this morning. She's a pediatrician at MediClinic, and it's Vaccination and World Immunization Week this week, and it is from the 24th to the 30th of April.